Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, with locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Lafayette, Broomfield, and Cheyenne. If you're an outdoor enthusiast, or even if you just like to grill or go for a hike, you need to stop by a Jack's near you. Let's go right to the phones. Joining us today is one of our go-to resources, especially this time of the year. He's always a wealth of information on the show, and that's Ed Gorman. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing okay. It's a little smoky up here in Fort Collins, but I think we'll get through it. You know, I made a comment earlier in the morning that as tragic as these fires are, they're going to eventually restore a lot of habitat that was beetle killing things. So hopefully long term, this will be a blessing. Right now, of course, it's disrupting people's lives and destroying property, and we hate to see that. But these forests need to be rejuvenated once in a while, and hopefully we'll see that.
It's certainly been a difficult season, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. And speaking of habitat and things like that, you know, we've had pretty good upland game seasons, some exceptional ones even, maybe in the last 10, 12 years. And we've had a couple down ones, but we've bounced back. We've had some incredible hunting. We kind of had the perfect storm come together this year with the same drought that's contributing to these fires, with some changes to crops and things to we're looking at probably going to be a challenging upland game season this year. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly. The weather pendulum has swung to the extreme across the eastern plains for sure. And when we get as dry as we are, things get really challenging really fast in terms of pheasant hunting and quail hunting. So it is kind of what it is at this point. It's just kind of waiting for the pendulum to swing back.
Yeah, and we know that happens. And there were also some other changes in the regulations and CRP and the use of this, some of the grass and CRP for grazing and the necessary use by the farmers. And so all those things kind of came together to affect it, didn't they?
Yeah, and that's commonly how it happens when it gets super dry. You know, that we the federal agencies enacted an emergency grazing and emergency haying stipulation and CRP, so we tend to lose a lot of cover in those years, and that's problematic on a number of fronts, but it's absolutely necessary as well to help folks out. So it is a perfect storm for pheasants and quail, though. It really is.
Now, when people go out hunting on a good year, probably 70-80% of the birds harvest are hatched that year. We've had some pretty good holdover of adult birds the last few years in Colorado, although they're a little more difficult to hunt. They're smarter. What is the situation? Is it going to be spotty? Are there going to be some good spots you're going to have to put in time? Or are we going to be hunting mostly holdover birds? What do you look at? What does it look like out there?
I think all of the above, Terry. It's definitely going to be spotty, very spot specific in terms of where you're going to find birds and the types of habitat that they're going to be found in. I fully expect lots and lots of adults in the harvest this year. You know, like you said, in a really good year when the population is high, it's generally 70-75% juvenile birds in the harvest. It'll be less than that this year, significantly less, probably less than half, or maybe half, maybe 50% birds of the year. So it's definitely a different year. It's a year to have spent some time thinking about how you're going to hunt pheasants and brushing up on your shotgunning skills and thinking about tactics. And it's one of those years where, you know, the more prep you do, the better off you'll be.
And the segment after you go off, we're going to actually have the folks from Colorado Clays come on, and they're going to give some shotgunning tips to us to help us be more successful. And that you're absolutely right. We're going to be hunting more educated birds and have less opportunities. So you really need to make those shots pay off, and that takes practice. And we'll get more into that in the next segment. But also, you need to put in time. Probably difficult to scout right now, so you're going to have to probably put in time in the field. Is that what you think?
Well, I think that'll help. I mean, certainly if you have the occasion to be out in eastern Colorado early in the morning, you can see birds at this time of the year as they kind of get out in the sunshine and catch some warm sun early in the morning. That's a tried and true tactic to finding good numbers of birds. I don't think you're going to find large numbers of them this year. We sure haven't. But, yeah, it's a good opportunity to do that if you have time. If not, now is the time to kind of think about habitat and go through those mental reps of how you hunt fields and making yourself be quiet when you pull up to a field and those types of things. That all pays off in the end.
Yeah, really, the days of slamming the door and getting out there late are probably not going to be too successful this year. You're going to have to really – well, you know what? You're going to have to hunt this year. It's not going to be easy. Yeah. And, you know, it's still hunting, and you're going to have to do things right. But when you do it right and you're successful, it's going to be more rewarding, Ed. So that's one of the things. Now, as far as when we do get out there and hunt, there's a couple areas. You have a tremendous walk-in access area that I want to talk about in just a minute. But also, this might be the year to knock on a few farmers' doors, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Every year is a good year to try to find permission somewhere other than on public areas. You certainly set yourself up for success if you can find a couple of farms or a couple of fields even of private land to where you can hunt on where the hunting pressure is a little less. You're really setting yourself for success. And I kind of think of it as every year, ask three or four people at the minimum and, be respectful and be presentable and have a nice conversation. And eventually you get around to pheasant hunting or deer hunting or what it doesn't matter. Regardless, it's all the same ultimately. And, eventually you're going to find a place that welcomes you. And then your challenge becomes keeping the place, which is almost 100% in your control at that point. So. It's just one of those. It's one of those things you're gonna have to set your mind to do every year, and maybe you give up 45 minutes or an hour of pheasant hunting at the end of the day, or over the noon hour, or something like that, and it may pay off huge as you go down the road.
Well, especially for new people getting out, where they might get some land where there aren't other hunters around and hasn't been pushed, the birds haven't been pushed around, it could really pay off. But there's still a tremendous program in Colorado that people need to take advantage of, and that's our walk-in access program. Do we have quite a bit of area under that this year?
Yeah, we've actually increased area this year. Farmers were real interested in putting their lands in walk-in this year, so we're sitting right now at 223,000 acres, which is about a 50,000 acre increase from last year. A lot of that is open for small game and big game hunting. We've increased that amount to around 160,000 acres this year. So there's tons of opportunity, tons of places to look for birds. It's kind of once we get them leased and get them on paper, it's kind of up to the hunter at that point to go out and find the spots that they're going to be really good. But it is a great opportunity. You don't have to get permission or anything. It's once the signs are up and it's in the booklet and those things match up, you are free to hunt.
And one of the areas of the walk-in access, you partnered with Pheasants Forever to go after what's called the conservation corners. Those might be critical this year.
Yeah, certainly. Pheasants Forever and CPW got into a partnership many, many years ago, and the latest iteration of that was the Corners for Conservation partnership, whereby we would approach landowners with sprinkler corners and talk to them about habitat improvement and walk-in access. And to date, we have signed up 522 of those, totaling about 4,200 acres across the plains, from basically Sedgwick County all the way to Kit Carson County and on further south on that in a few cases. And those are real critical this year. When we come up with the idea of the program, that the idea was to make them the best of the best habitat out there. And I think we have done that to a large degree. And those aren't allowed to be grazed or hayed, so they're still standing. And, they're probably reduced in quality from the past years because it simply didn't rain this summer, but they're still going to be the jewels out there of the program.
No, I think you're right. This year, that habitat might be critical. We're almost out of time, Ed, but I know you mentioned that you've got big game walk-in access. I know you wanted to kind of mention that again. What's the deal on the big game walk-in access?
So we're in our second year of this program, and we've gotten great response from the landowners that are willing to open their land to hunters to hunt things like antelope and deer as well. Most of the program is geared towards deer right now, particularly mule deer, although there are some whitetails out in that part of the world. Most of the land that we enroll in walk-in access is the CRP land, and so that kind of lends itself to mule deer for sure. And it's been real successful so far. I mean, I've gotten all kinds of pictures and emails and texts from folks that have drawn a license and went out and hunted that stuff. And they've done real well. They seem to be real happy. So,
if people want more information on all the walk-in access, is it online and the brochure? What's the best way to find it?
Yeah, so go in a week or so here, week to 10 days, we'll have the brochure online and updated with all the recent information. You can always go on right now and pick up last year's brochure. It won't do you any good for this year, but it'll give you a sense for what the program offers and some of the regulations and some of the facts. And you can always apply those across years. You can't apply the properties between years. You'll definitely, before the season, you want to pick up the 2020 late cropland brochure, which will have every walk-in access parcel in it, save a few that just came in last week. We kind of missed the date on those, but there are two good opportunities to pass up. So get the brochure, get the late cropland 2020 brochure when it's online or in licensed agents. It'll be 10, 14 days away at this point, but we still have plenty of time before the season starts. So you pick that up, and then about the time, you know, maybe Thanksgiving rolls around, you might check for any updates on the online side, because we will find things that weren't drawn quite right, or you know, a parcel got missed somehow. We put those online every year, so you just go and look at the maps and you can see which maps have been updated, and then you can print those off and stick them in your booklet, and you have the most up-to-date property guide out there.
All right, Ed, we are out of time, but thank you so much. As always, great information, and we appreciate you coming on. Hopefully people will still take advantage. It'll be a little challenging, but there are going to be great hunting opportunities out there, and we didn't even get into the fact that you can hunt quail and cottontail and prairie chickens out there yet, too. So there's a number of opportunities. Thanks for joining us, Ed.
Thank you, Terry. Have a good day.
You bet. That's Ed Gorman. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, JR from Colorado Clays is going to join us, and he's going to tell you how to take advantage of those when you do get a chance to shoot at a pheasant. All that and more. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.